Temple of Horus, Edfu, Egypt, the epicenter of the cult. Nile Cruz gives you but a part of the prehistoric treasures sprinkled all across the magical land of Egypt. Beyond the cruise, you have some gems like Abu Simbel, the pyramids of Giza, and more. All the same, through this cruise you can experience a rich treasure trove of how Egyptians lived or worshipped. From Philae Temple and the Double Temple of Komombo, our next stop was a lesser known gem, the Temple of Horus at Edfu. Till recent times, this 2,000-year-old temple stayed buried under the desert sands. In fact, part of Edfu town came up over the site. August Mariette began the excavations in the mid-19th century and unearthed an almost intact temple dedicated to the falcon god of skies, Horus. The sand covering was a blessing in disguise as it filled the structure and kept it safe after they banned the pagan cult. The Cult of Horus. Edfu ancient name. Bedit, a 5,000-year-old settlement, was the epicenter of the cult of the Horus. Ancient Egyptian history placed a great deal of importance on this cult, as it signified the triumph of good over evil. And all pharaohs claimed to be incarnations of Horus. Considered the protector of pharaohs, they worshipped Horus as a god who saved the earth from the negative forces symbolized by his father's brother, Sethset. Ancient Egyptians considered his right eye as the sun or the morning star, and his left eye as the moon or the evening star. In fact, Horus' popularity was not just restricted to the Egyptian era but continued even after the Greeks, and later, Romans conquered Egypt. Little wonder Greek dynasty Ptolemy III began building this temple in 237 BCE, and Ptolemy XII, Cleopatra's father, completed it 180 years later. Temple and its architecture. Though it is a newer temple, it helps fill historical gaps since it is well preserved. While it follows the scale, plan, ornamentation, and tradition of pharaonic architecture, it stands out as an example of a style already considered archaic in those times. The approach to the temple is through a long row of shops selling souvenirs and trinkets. Similar to the Temple of Isis at Philae, tall, broad pylons 205 ft wide, 115 ft tall, mark its entrance. Bas-reliefs of pharaohs wearing their trademark flowing gowns decorate the pylons. Unlike the Roman lions in Philae, the frontage has two statues of falcon-headed Horus standing guard. A processional pillared quadrangle lies within. Beyond the quadrangle is a hypostyle hall that leads to the sanctum. Along the peripheral veranda of the sanctum are 13 small rooms, all of them dark and windowless. These rooms acted as chapels. The pillars, like in most temples from those times, have reliefs and hieroglyphs, and their girth evokes awe. While the Egyptians may not practice the religion anymore, its legacy bears testimony to its stature in its heyday. As we move over from Edfu, the next stop is unofficial, not on the itinerary, but forced because of a queue of cruisers that navigate a waterlock in the Nile. See you next week with a temple dedicated to the ram-headed god. Pin these and recreate a cult.